welcome to The Best Worst Story You've Never Read. I'm your host, Cameron Lindsay, and each week I hope you'll join me to hear a story that sucks. A tale that is so terrible, an adventure so awful, that it's great. This week we will be taking a break in our normal story to read a holiday tale. As always, the author's original intent has been maintained as much as possible. So without further ado, here is When a Binch Borrowed Christmas by Logie Logie Logie. The Binch of Old Forkville loved Christmas a bunches. He loved it more than breakfast, dinner, or lunches. But the Binch was low on Christmas this season, and he needed to borrow some. See, this was his reason. The Binch had gotten all the presents one could, and even some more that nobody would. See, the Binch was not nice to anyone at all, especially not in winter. Though also summer, spring, and fall. The Binch was the ruler of all of Old Forkville, and all of its people who lived on the fourth hill had to stare up at the others, the second, third, and first hills, and see Old Binch and follow his full will, and give him anything he wanted to the people had none. Nil. So this year the Binch, when he asked for his gifts, found out that the people had nothing to give. So he scratched his head, and he thought what he wanted. Well, they'll just have to give me their Christmas, the Binch grunted. So he went through Old Forkville and took all he could see. The snow, the holly, and even the tree. He took fires and food and old Christmas songs. He took lights and cocoa and even John's longs. The Binch already had all of this, but I want more Christmas, said the Binch. When all of the stuff was taken away, the Binch went back to his hills and there he would stay, and leave Old Forkville's people to sit there and cry.
Why take our Christmas? Why?
And as crazy as it might seem now, the cries of the people, the boo how, got even louder and grew in its worth, until the sound of their cries reached the ends of the earth. Their cries reached some hills very far away, where Binch 1.0 had gone to vacay. And when our Binch's mother heard what he had done, she came back at once, that is, Binch number one.
Now what are you thinking? Said Binch one to Binch two. Taking other people's Christmas is not something you do. I thought I told you not to be a Grinch. I thought I raised you to be a son of a Binch. And children of Binches always do good. Just like I once believed, you always would.
The Binch got sad and started to wail. Stealing the Christmas had been a big fail. And so had taking all the folks' stuff. He started to wonder how they were so tough, the people of Forkville that had it so rough. And then the Binch was filled with holiday cheer, because he had come up with a plan that was drawing near. And he slayed through the town, giving back all the things. Their partridge, their pear trees, their 5 golden rings. He gave them all back, and he said with great zeal, "Here's all your stuff back that I didn't steal. You see, I just borrowed it, that's all that I did." And the people were happy, even if it was a fib. That was When a Binch Borrowed Christmas by Logie Logie Logie. And now time for the part of the show where we bring on a special guest to talk about the story that we just read. Today we have Isabella Fusco, a third grader, my sister, and a little girl that can talk to dogs. Isabella, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cameron.
So, Isabella, third grade, that must be pretty tough, right?
Yeah, that's kind of tough.
What kind of things are you learning in third grade?
I am learning about multiplication and division.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about division?
Division is like groups, and then you have a number, and then you use the numbers and try to figure out how much is inside of the big group.
Hmm. So it's kind of like elections and like politics?
Sure.
Yeah. I think most of our audience probably knows about division. Would you consider yourself an expert on division?
Probably not.
No?
No.
You might say that your knowledge of division has room to be multiplied.
That is true.
Well, that's interesting. But what about this other stuff? There was the really cool thing about you being my sister. What's that like?
It's pretty good.
Well, what are some of your favorite things about being my sister, do you think?
To me, one of my favorite things is that sometimes we can play games. And
yeah.
It's pretty fun how you grow out your hair wild.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I did grow my hair wild. And also, we do get to play some games on this episode of the podcast. We're going to play 2 games, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. But what about this other thing, this dog talking thing?
Oh, it's really good.
Is it all dog breeds? Can you talk to all dogs or just some dogs?
I can talk to all of the dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What is the most common thing that you hear from dogs? Like, when you're talking to dogs, is it like, hey, your butt smells good? Or is it like, hey, I just lost something today. I went to the vet and I feel like less of a man now. What are some of the things that you hear?
I usually hear all of it. Mostly, hey, your butt smells good, so I don't know about that.
Do you ever hear like, hey, help me, I'm a human stuck inside of a dog's body. You're the first person I've been able to contact that can talk to dogs.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Oh, really? You hear that very frequently?
Yes.
Why don't you tell anyone about that?
It's my little secret.
It's your little secret, so you find out that there are people stuck inside of dogs' bodies and you just don't tell anyone?
Yes.
Just for fun?
Pretty much.
Well, okay then. That sounds a little diabolical, don't you think?
Sure.
Okay, well. I guess to each his own. But I think what we can both agree on, is that this story, When the Binch Borrowed Christmas by Logie Logie Logie, was, well, what do you think? Why don't we say it at the same time? I'll count to 3 and then we can both say what we thought about the story, okay? Just one word that we thought about the story. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Amazing.
Rhymed. Oh. Yeah, well, yeah, it was amazing, I think. It also rhymed.
True.
I think
that is true.
I think those things are probably connected, don't you think?
Yep.
Well, what is your favorite thing about the story?
One of my favorite parts is when the Grinch...
The Binch.
The Binch, I mean, said, hey, I just borrowed this stuff.
And that they didn't steal it. That was your favorite part. The end was your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I liked when they were naming off the different meals that the Binch liked Christmas more than. Remember he said that?
Oh, yeah.
He liked it more than dinner. I remember that part. And he liked it more than breakfast. But I forget what the other one is that he liked it more than. What?
Was it lunch?
Dessert?
Sure.
After dinner coffee?
Let's...
Maybe, like, he liked it more... I remember. It was... the Binch liked Christmas. It was his snack. He liked it more than breakfast, dinner, or midnight snack. That was how it went, right?
Yeah.
That was how it went?
I think so. Or yeah. Was it the fall, spring, or summer?
I don't think fall, spring, and summer are meals. But, I don't know, maybe they are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe they are in Old Forkville. where this story took place.
Maybe they are.
Well, do you think that you could write a story better than this person? Better than Logi Logi Logi, our author?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
Well, what if we put that to the test in a game?
Sure.
Okay, so we play this game every single time with all of our guests, and what we do is we ask the guest to write a response to the story. So you'll write a response to When a Bench Borrowed Christmas by Logi Logi Logi. But, so why don't you write something that takes place afterwards?
What do you mean?
Like, you write, like, you know how, like, there are sequels to things? Like, the second in a series?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll write the second. You'll write When a Bench Borrowed Christmas, part two. You'll write the second one. And you'll just add some extra stuff to it. But what makes it harder is you only get 5 minutes to do it.
Yikes.
Do you think you can do it?
Sure, but
are you willing to? Are you willing to try?
Yeah, but it won't be long. I can make that for sure.
All right. Well, if you're ready to start, we'll go ahead and take our 5 minutes now.
Hey. Yeah. Lower O. And self. Look. Shit sound like victory. Look. Yo. Waking up in the morning, it just feels so good from being miseducated, misunderstood.
Ding dong, ding dong. We're back. And we're back. That was 5 minutes. Can you tell time?
I don't think I can.
Okay, so they just felt like whatever. Anyway, you seem to be typing really fast.
Yep.
Do you have a story for us?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to read it?
I would so.
Okay, so this is a sequel to When the Bench Borrowed Christmas by Logi Logi Logi.
This is part two of When a Bench Borrowed Christmas by Logi Logi Logi. So right after his mom said that his dad had to take over his place for being a bad boy, and he had to do chores. And he was like, "Mom, do I have to?" in a whiny voice. And the mom dragged him all the way to her castle. And then he cleaned the stairway for 2 years. And he had to sleep in the basement. When he finally got to go back to his village, he was more responsible. And he always celebrated with his people. At fairs and parties and birthdays. And from that point on, he never borrowed or felt. And he learned his lesson. You should never, ever steal someone's Christmas.
The end?
The end.
Wow, that was a really nice story. So, I guess the moral is that it's okay to steal other things, just not people's Christmases?
Not quite.
Oh? What would you say is the lesson that people should learn from this story?
My thing is that you should never steal something that is not yours.
What about somebody's heart? You steal someone's heart like you make them fall in love with you.
No. What if unless you... it's love and you're not literally
That's what I meant. What about, like, okay, well, how about, what if you, like, steal away for a couple of minutes because you're, like, you need some time for yourself and you've, like, I've got to steal away from here for, like, just 2 minutes, get some time to myself, calm down.
Yes, you could
That's okay.
Yeah, but you can't, like, literally steal people's stuff, like, steal the crowns without asking or steal the purse.
What if you're, like, constructing something, right? And say, like, you wanted to use iron, but instead you use, like, reinforced steel because it's stronger and would provide more structural support. Is that okay?
Cameron, you cannot steal anything. You have to either pay for it or you have to actually ask if you can borrow it.
Oh, I see. So as long as I ask if I can borrow it, I can just take it.
Yes, but you...
So if I say, like, hey, Isabella, can I borrow $25 from you? And then you say no, and I can just take the $25 because I asked.
No, so...
Well, this sounds really complicated. I don't think we have time to talk about it. Well, what if we just play another game?
Okay.
Well, you probably noticed that there's this huge wheel in here, right?
This is ginormous, and why is it in here?
Well, it's the wheel of games.
Oh.
I had to bring it back with me from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that we could figure out what game to play. Otherwise, how would we know what game we're going to play?
Go on and spin the wheel.
Well, hold on a second. I wanted to talk about the wheel for a second. So, our listeners don't know, or my listeners don't know, that I'm back home in Kentucky for the holidays, right?
Yeah.
I came back from Texas, and so I had to bring the wheel, obviously, because we're going to play a lot of games with the family. And we have to know what games we're going to play. And I thought that Mom and Dad had their own wheel of games.
But they didn't.
They got rid of it. Why did they get rid of it?
Because it took up too much space, and they said, we're not going to play games that much, so they got rid of it.
Well, I mean, it is really big. It is a very big wheel.
Yeah.
So I understand why they might do that. Okay. Well, so my wheel, I don't know if you remember, but my wheel always has a bunch of different ways to spin it. Do you remember that? So you can spin it with your hand if you want to, which is the easiest way. But you can also do a couple of other things, too. So there's this new thing that I've added to it, where there's a cup of water sitting next to it, right?
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah,
if you see it. If you fall asleep and put your hand in the cup of water while you're sleeping, and then you wet the bed... because you did that, then it'll start spinning the wheel. But that might take a long time, so maybe don't do that one.
I'm not going to see that one.
Okay. Well, there's another one that if you... So you can see right underneath it. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I see it.
See how there... I've put the two high-powered magnets, two of the high-powered magnets that I brought back with me.
Yeah,
back,
I see it.
Back from Texas.
Yeah.
So if you put... like several pieces of, well, any precious metals, any precious stones underneath there, it'll activate kind of this magnetic force field and it'll start spinning as well. But that, do you have any precious stones on you?
I have one in my bedroom, but no.
Okay, well, yeah, bedroom's kind of far. Why don't you just spin it?
Okay.
Just go ahead and spin it. Okay, so you spin in the wheel. It is nice to have the wheel back.
Yeah.
I added some new games to it, actually, than the one that Mom and Dad had. This one has some different games that they don't have. So we'll have to see if it lands on... Well, it's landed on one that they didn't have on theirs. It's called Connect the Dots.
Oh, I know that game.
You do?
Yeah, I played it at school, but...
It's not the one on paper.
Oh, then I don't know.
Okay, so the way that we play this game is we come up with a theme from the story, right?
Yeah.
So what are two themes from this story? Christmas is a theme.
Christmas.
Maybe stealing.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Okay, so what we're gonna do is the way that the game is gonna work is we'll start off with one of those. Let's start off with stealing, okay?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to think up a completely random thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna say that random thing, and then you're going to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Right? And we're gonna go back and forth like that until we see, and we're gonna see how long it takes us to get back to stealing.
Okay.
Does that sound fun?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Okay, so I'm going to come up with a random thing. Well, how about UN peace treaties?
Money.
Paper.
Candy.
Sweets.
Monkey.
Jungles.
Dolphins.
Sea lions.
Cats.
Bigger cats.
A dog who rules a world?
Stealing, yeah. Well, then we did it, so that makes sense. Dogs who rule the world steal.
Sure. So,
yeah. Do you want to start this time? And we'll see how long it takes us to get to Christmas this time.
Okay,
so you think up of a random thing and say it.
A shirt.
A shirt?
A shirt.
A jacket.
Shoes.
Socks.
Laces.
Lip.
Presents.
Christmas? How'd you get from lip to presents?
I like presents.
And how is that related to lips?
I have no idea. It's the first thing
that came to your mind. I think you might have been thinking about Christmas and not about the thing that I said. Lips, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
That's probably okay, though.
Yeah.
Do you often think about Christmas? What would you say are the top three things that you think about?
Top three things I think about is Santa.
Starting with number one, you think about Santa more than anything else?
No, I think about presents.
You think about presents more than anything else?
Yes.
Like the presence of being or like presents under the Christmas tree?
Both.
Okay.
And then I also think about Santa.
Okay. So presence of being / presence under the tree, Santa, and what's number three?
My family.
You said that with kind of like a questioning sound. You question your family? That's the third thing that you think?
My family.
Oh, okay. Your family.
Yes, my family.
So, okay, so the thing you think about third most of anything is your family.
Yes.
Second is Santa.
Yep.
And number one is presence under this tree / presence of being.
Yep, pretty much.
Do you think that's fairly standard for third graders?
Yeah, I think so.
What would you say is the thing that you think about most more than other third graders? Like the unique thing that only you think about that other third graders do not think about?
Let me think about that.
If you would like to hear your story read, send us a copy online on our Facebook page. Special thanks to Logie 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 for use of their story in this week's show. Special thanks to our special guest, Isabella Fusco. Our theme music is by Dustin Jones. Brian Dickman produces the show. I'm your host, Cameron Lindsay, and this has been The Best Worst Story You've Never Read. Keep the stories coming.